Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. This is going to be a short and sweet one, and then I'm going to come back with Maureen to talk about a few things, which actually I think we might disagree on a little bit, so that will be juicy. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about really when I work with coaches who are already very present on social media, but that doesn't seem to be converting into business. Usually what I find is that they're missing one key thing. So you know that marketing principle, know, like and trust. And I think what people often miss is the trust aspect. Like they hear the know and like, they're like, right, okay, need to show more of my life, need to be a bit funny, need to be relatable. But often what they miss is the trust. And when you apply the trust to a coaching business, really it's that they need to trust you as a coach. That means showing knowledge, experience, expertise, creating authority. Because being funny and engaging and showing your life is one thing, and that will certainly increase your views and it allows people to get to know you, and that's part of the puzzle, right? I'm not saying don't do that. I'm certainly not saying don't do that, because if all you do is give out information, then you're probably not going to have a very engaged following, because people don't come onto Instagram to be thrown information out. What they want is, you know, they want to learn it in a fun, engaging way, right? They want to be entertained effectively. So you have to play the game a little bit. But what a lot of people then miss is the trust aspect. Is this person who's like, oh yeah, really enjoying your house renovation, or oh, that's funny, I like this version of apples, or blah, blah, blah. Is that person going to be like, do you know who I would trust with my health and fitness? That person who I had a discussion with Apples about. Maybe if you've shown enough of that side, that Apple discussion might turn into a coaching discussion, right? It might be the little swayer. It might be like, oh, that person is quite relatable. Or, oh, we have the same taste. Oh, great. But it's not going to be the fundamental thing. Someone's going to be like, yeah, do you know what? Hundreds of pounds a month. This is the person I want to pay. You also have to show you as a coach, your results, your knowledge, what you do differently, how you stand out, that you're confident in your ability to help people with the specific problem that you're talking about. That needs to come across. And then briefly, the other thing that I want to talk about is how to figure out what is working with your marketing. So the reason that this feels timely to me is that I was thinking the other day, and sometimes I do find this quite hard because obviously I run numerous businesses, and I was like, oh my God, I need to get my head into ESG fitness. I've got Commit to Six launch coming up. And I was like, oh. Every launch, to an extent, I do just kind of throw everything at it and then never really know exactly what's working. Now, to be fair, that is part of marketing, right? It's all testing. But it's still very hard to figure out which exact element is working. Now, even if you're like, yeah, but I look at my insights. You know, I know which posts are doing well. I know what does well on this. I know where people are clicking through to this point and that they're in this email funnel and then they sign up here, or that they've been on my website, or that they come from here. But that's not really enough, right? And it often is more, I mean, we'll talk through this, but it's more like chicken or egg. It's like, oh, everyone's coming from that email funnel. Okay, well, that's because that's the only place that you're selling. So of course they're coming from there. Or like, everyone's coming from your Instagram posts. It's like, well, yeah, because that's the only marketing that you're doing. So you don't really know what's working, right? You don't know what kind of post, you don't know why they're signing up. So I was like, right, well, how do I actually get to the bottom of this? How do I figure out this? Like, it's one thing saying, oh, 20% of your marketing efforts are probably driving 80% of your business. Okay, cool. What 20%? That's what I want to know. Like, where do I focus my efforts? Because I'm very aware that often it isn't the posts that are doing the best on Instagram that are actually driving your business, right? And if I look through my insights recently, I'm like, that's absolutely true. So what I did was I just simply asked my clients, why they signed up with me. Now, if you just ask a quite shit question, which is, hey, why did you sign up with me? They're probably going to be like, oh, I wanted to lose some fat and then I saw you on Instagram. It's like, okay, that's not massively helpful, right? All you've really found out there is they signed up through Instagram. Not completely useless, but not particularly useful. Now, the better question that you ask, the better result you're going to get. So you want to ask people why they signed up, what the nudge to take action was. Was it transformation photos? Was it client feedback? Was it how you spoke about a certain topic? Which content made them sign up? Was it Instagram? Okay, well, was it stories? Was it posts? Was it reels? Was it lives? Was it your podcast? Was it your Substack? Was it a referral? Or include it, you know, if you do YouTube and TikTok, you know, include all the platforms that you use. And then which topic resonated most with people? That was so useful for me, that information. And then essentially, what should I be doing more of to attract more people like you? Now, if you get better at asking these questions, right, you're going to get a way better response if you cover all those things I've just said than, hey, why did you sign up? And then you're like, yeah, I asked everyone, but it didn't really tell me very much. The other thing is it triggers in people's heads, oh, no, it was that you said, actually, or it was that, or it was when you were talking about this, or I really resonated with this. That's really useful. So ask better questions and you will get better answers. And I recently did this for Commit to Six. And that thread of people responding, it's worth its weight in gold. I mean, does a thread weigh anything? Probably not, right? But it's so, so useful to me. And now I have a list of topics, of the vibe of, in fact, right, let me find, so I looked through this, synthesized it a bit, and I took out, right, okay, what topics are people talking about? Menopause, small women, ending yo-yo dieting / the last diet that you'll ever do, PCOS, and then actually explaining popular fad diets in a way that made sense. That came up a lot as well. It just made sense. I was like, okay, right, keeping things simple, making them make sense. And then I wrote some actions, right? What do I need to do more of? Consistent with my messaging. I feel like my messaging hadn't, yeah, anyway, I needed to align more with that. And by the way, I think everyone can do better at that. And I don't think you're ever done doing that. So if you're someone who's like, okay, this was the discussion Maureen and I had yesterday. She sent me a message and it was like a screenshot from someone who was like, I'm just not sure who I'm talking to. Like the exact person I'm talking to. Now, I agree. She was like, this is the problem everyone has. I'm like, yeah, yeah. But it's the problem everyone has and will always have, right? Because sometimes from the other side, I see coaches feeling so overwhelmed by not knowing exactly who they're talking to or their niche or not figuring out like if they got that exactly right. And I'm kind of like, you're never going to be done. Don't let that overwhelm you and stop you taking action. Just because you don't know the exact person that you're talking to. Don't ignore that. Figure it out. But you're probably never going to get to a point where you're like, this is it, nailed it forever, right? It's kind of like going to the gym or something. You're never going to be like, oh, do you know what? Completed the gym, never doing it again. You'll always get better at writing, at communicating, at talking to the person that you want to talk to. And the other thing is, it will change throughout your career. You know, I'm certainly not working with the exact same people that I worked with at the start of my career. So important to always be working on at every stage, right? I've been doing this like almost 15 years now, and I'm still doing that. So don't be overwhelmed into procrastination. So anyway, my actions were do more of or continue to be more consistent with messaging. A lot of people mentioned the amount of free information I gave away, so continue to do that. They also mentioned getting a bit of FOMO from listening to the podcast. Okay, keep pushing that. Give a bit of an insight into your coaching and then keep pushing that. And then what I could do better, explain what the program is more. One woman was like, oh yeah, I listened to the podcast for the months. It was amazing. I didn't actually realize I could join. And I was like, wow. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you can join AFM. you do need to apply and I do need to make sure we're a good fit. But if I think I can help you build your business, then I would love to have you. And I think your AFM vibes, because that's also very important. So if you are thinking of joining AFM, head over to afmentors.com, book in a call with me or fill in the application form, whatever you prefer, and I will contact you. And then the other thing that came up was just, I kind of wrote like vibe things that I pulled out. So what came up a lot was being balanced, being inclusive, trust and respect, authenticity, no bullshit came up a lot, to the point, keeping it simple, not elitist, fuck average came up a lot, balanced, which I've written twice, so it must have come up a lot. And then the key platforms for me were Instagram and the podcast, which again is unsurprising. And I always think, I mean, only because I'm so critical of everything, right? But I always think with things like this, it's like, well, yeah, of course it's fucking Instagram and the podcast, because that's where I put all my effort, right? And it's kind of, and like I say, it's a bit like chicken or egg, right? If you're only doing two platforms, then where do you think people are coming from? The two platforms that you do, right? So there is like a space for exploring. Anyway, I'm going to talk through all of this on the 30-30 program, 30-4-30 program. God, I don't even know the name of my own program. So if you're on that, you will know exactly how to do this, how to assess the 80-20 of your marketing, where to focus your efforts. And once you know where to focus your efforts, you can double down on them and get better results. So now I know where to focus my efforts. And it's not, interestingly, what's getting likes on Instagram, right? Not the same thing. But I will show you the exact wording of this, how to ask good questions, how to get useful answers, and then how to action those answers. So if you haven't joined 30-30, you should. I won't be running this again anytime soon. If you want the details, message me 30 on Instagram, or I will also put the link in the show notes. Make sure you message at AF Mentors, not at ESG Fitness, because you'll get a very different 30, which will be about not weighing yourself for 30 days, which might not be relevant. Also, we have an event in Manchester coming up. The lineup is out now. It is incredible. I have a very simple sell for you. I guarantee that you will leave a better coach, a better business owner, and motivated as fuck to build your business. So tickets are £99. At this point, I think there are 17 spaces left. If you want one, message me Manchester and we'll send you the link, or you can click the link in the show notes. That's all I have today. Have a fabulous day.